Lawyers for six community associations and the owner of blighted properties throughout the city are due to let a federal judge know today whether they have reached a settlement in a case that began in state court more than 2 years ago. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the owner, Scott Wizig, put a freeze on a state order to fix up his properties by filing for bankruptcy protection.
Scott Wizig apparently takes a hands-off approach when it comes to repairing blighted properties in three cities, including Baltimore. Last summer, Baltimore Circuit Judge Pamela Brown ordered him to fix up 49 properties he owned through several limited liability corporations by the end of October. He asked the judge to reconsider her order, then the LLCs filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in federal court 1 day before the hearing on that request in November.
It was a shock. It was definitely a shock, yes.
That's Linda Johnson, president of the Greater Greenmount Community Association, one of the six community associations that are parties to the suit. Wizig or one of his companies own 15 properties there, including one that is now partially demolished in the 1900 block of Boone Street in the East Baltimore Midway neighborhood. The demolition appears to be threatening two adjoining properties. Only the back half of the house remains, and a bathtub sits in open view on the second level. A couple of joists prop up houses on either side of Wizig's property. Lewis Mitchell has lived in one of those houses for the last 10 years. He's worried about whether his house will survive the demolition.
When they take these joists out, these are joists here. Uh-huh. When they take them joists out, our walls suddenly just collapse. Yeah, you know, all of them, they pretty much gone. So we really in danger of the house just caving in.
He said the vacant house has been partially demolished for almost 2 months, and it seems crews have no interest in finishing the job.
When I was talking to the demolition, they talking about that's all they're going to do right there. But I said on the other houses, they take them all the way up to the top to show our firewall is in place.
Scott Wizig's story in Baltimore began a decade ago when he came to town establishing LLCs and buying properties for cheap through tax sales. City paper noted at the time, Wizig narrowly avoided jail time in Buffalo in 2000 by pleading guilty to about 200 code violations on properties he owned there and paying thousands of dollars to repair them. Wizig also was notorious for mortgage violations in his hometown of Houston. The Baltimore Community Associations, with help from the Community Law Center, used a state law called the Community Bill of Rights to sue Wizig and his LLCs in April 2013 for not addressing code violations on 57 properties. Wizig's Maryland-based bankruptcy lawyer, Lawrence Yumkes in Columbia, did not return a phone call seeking comment. Wizig himself has not said much publicly, except for an affidavit from last September where he stated management companies run his LLCs and he neither committed, participated in, or inspired nuisances that may have been caused by the LLCs. Linda Johnson of the Greater Greenmount Community Association remains positive that the case will be resolved.
We got to keep pushing. We have to keep working. We're concerned about our residents. We're concerned about our communities. We're concerned about our property values. So, yes, we're hoping something positive comes out of this.
She said that while the partially demolished building on Boone Street is not a victory, being able to successfully go after Wizig was. Thus far, no word of a settlement from the courthouse. I'm Kenneth Burns in East Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.